It was through a series of seeming coincidences that I came across Ajahn Chah, because he was not well known in Bangkok at the time, or in he was becoming quite known, well known in the Northeast, but outside of that he was not known, and especially in the expatriate community in Bangkok. So he was never one figure, well, a teacher that was ever mentioned. So I found him by accident through, after my Samanera year, to met one of his monks who was traveling in the Northeast, and by coincidence, this was the only disciple Ajahn Chah had at the time who could speak English, and I couldn't speak Thai, so he came to see me. And of course, when you haven't spoken your native tongue for a year, you have this kind of diarrhea effect, you know, just couldn't stop talking. And he'd been in the Thai Navy during the Korean War, and I'd been in the American Navy during the Korean War, so we were the same age. And this kind of, and I was very impressed. He wore this color of robe, and he had a nice alms bowl, and he didn't have money, and he seemed to be incredibly strict with all these Vinaya rules. So I was impressed with this, and so eventually he convinced me I should go with him to see Ajahn Chah. And my preceptor agreed. I took higher ordination in 1967 and then went off with this monk to Wat Pa Pong. So many people want to know, what was it like when you first met him, your first meeting? What happened? And the thing I remember the most was, I've been traveling all day, and I had diarrhea. And so the first thing I asked him if I could use his toilet. And so that was a good beginning. then he seemed, you know, I came at dusk. I didn't get a really good look at the monastery, but it seemed like a big jungle. But I was looking for that kind of environment. I had these ideas of what I wanted in places that I wanted to live in, and Wat Pa Pong actually seemed suitable.